And I want the rest of you cowboys to know something. There's a new sheriff in town.
On a mountainside, not afraid to die.
Gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love
you. I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again.
It's finally Friday, I'm free again.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's finally Friday,
I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good time roll.
All we want to do is pop you off.
I got a little sugar, baby. Down the road, she's sitting on a radio and rocking on.
naked. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You'll go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Early Pussy Cinnabelly.
Good! Bad! Bravo!
Do it.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday.
That is unbelievable, man.
Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Lucy Cinnabelly.
That's right.
Imagine that. It seems like only 9 minutes since I was here sitting in this very chair talking to you about unconstitutional things. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It is Friday the 13th, 2019. And got a pretty good selection of stuff queued up here for you tonight. I hope it meets with your approval. It generally does. But let me see if we gained anybody in the chat room. Tebow's there, Frog's with us, Nan, Pumpkin Cat, and DeTinker, and Minnie. There's a couple more Anonymous popped in there. For you Anonymous that are new to the Shooting Bench or Liberty Lounge, if you don't catch it here, the much larger audience is the podcast. And I usually try to have the podcast up same day, if possible, but once in a while I get three or four days behind, but I try to keep it up as much as I can. So if you missed the last hour, you can catch it on tsb.podbean.com, and it'll be up in a couple hours here. Okay, I don't have a whole lot to share with you that I didn't share with you in the last hour, so we're going to do what we came here to do, and get on with some dang sure some fine classic country music here. I just got to find out. I got too many windows open. I'm going to find out where I'm at. There I am. Okay. Let me see. There we go. All right. Without further ado, let me check the chat room one time here and make sure that we don't have anything going on that I need to address here. And looks okay. All looks good. So we're going to scoot on. I'm going to be here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here with you, just listening, and while checking in on the chat room from time to time. I'm working on a new newsletter, and I'm working on a blog post. I'm working on submitting another entry to Brubaker Arms up in Yakima, Washington, who's been posting a lot of my stuff on their page. So I'm grateful for that. And since there were some people that did not catch the last hour, I want to remind you that there's going to be a multi-state concealed weapons class going on here on the 5th of October. This one's a little weird because it's going to happen right in the middle, right in the middle of the third day of a designated rifleman class. And I'm going to tell you why that is happening after it's all over with. So here in about 3 weeks, you'll find out. I just don't want to tell about it. This is a semi-private class, and so it's not anything you can just jump on the website and join. We're just letting you know we're having one. So, all right, there'll be a few seconds of dead air here, and we'll get on with what we got lined up for tonight.
good look at what God's given us. That we could only understand everything is in His hands. All we need is a little faith and trust. I want you to know it ain't too high a price to pay if I die before you wake. No, it ain't too high a price to pay if I die before you wake.
Right or wrong, I'd be with you.
Shaky legs, don't
every time you up and hurt my feelings. I pretend it couldn't matter less. I'm just hiding all of my emotions behind my broken heart, I guess.
Made for lovers only. be all over for you, all over me.
Keeps right on a hurt. since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on. And it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. They say a man should never cry, but when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. You broke my heart and set me free, but you forgot your memory. And it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it.
We've all ended up on Willie's bus after the show, and me and my buddy Scott Emmerich wrote a song about it. I think y'all can figure it out. I always heard that his herb was top shelf. Lord, I just could not wait to find out for myself. Well, don't knock it till you tried it. I've tried it, my friend. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. Now we learned a hard lesson in a small Texas town. He fired up a fat boy and he passed him around. And the last words I spoke before they took me in, discount bungee jump, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. My party's all over before it began. Now you can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. Let's go down to Texas now. Now we're passing the guitar, telling good jokes. I could tell one was coming, cause I'm smelling smoke. No, I do not partake, I just let it pass by. With a grin on my face and a great contact high, I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. My party's all over before it began. You can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
in fetal position with drool on our chin. We broke down and smoked weed with Willie again.
Out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. $1,000 went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. A meaner horse was never born than the one they called the Brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he lit it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. The buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck. And he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground. Kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch, he came to ride the brute. And he came to ride the buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me. He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see. But I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the brute. Ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough bronc buster in a continental suit.
door to clean and roses round my mountain home so dear. But it's a little more like heaven when you're near. It's a little more like heaven where you are. I have sought for happiness both near and far, but my search for love was through.
Just took a hold of my hand. if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Could see this was the greatest place on earth, but now the bottom's falling out, the whole thing's going south. I owe more on this old house than it's worth, and if you can't see what's wrong, just turn your TV on. Rich are getting rich while the poor are getting poor. Getting less while the devil's getting more. Nobody's standing in his way. It's time for us to make a change and take back the USA. Everything's getting cheap. Who cares about quality? Rich are getting rich while the poor are getting poor. God's getting less while the devil's getting more. Nobody's standing in his way. It's time for us to make a change and take back the USA. Their sins and will heal their land.
Don't you think you should have called? Tell me you were coming down. Oh, you look so out of place on this troubled side of town. It's a place where losers go when they know there's nothing left. And after losing you, I just lost the will to live. Do you believe me now? I told you time and time again.
I don't know what changed your mind. Come on, ask if this is real. I don't know if you're dreaming. I only know how good it feels. If you could find it in your heart to say the fire for me still burns, I'll find a place to turn. Down this road of no return, do you believe me now? I told you time and time again, my heart and soul is in your hand. Do you believe me now? Do you believe me? Do you believe
Trying to baby goodbye. To life. He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I could say is, don't wait, just like that, you're 6 years old, and you take a nap, and you wake up, and you're 25, and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't wait, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did. Turning into moms and dads, next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. Well, I was glued to my TV when looked like he looked at me and said, best start putting first things first. Cause when your hourglass runs out of sand, you can't rip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25, and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did. Turning into moms and dads, next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend. 100 years goes faster than you think, so don't blink. So I've been trying to slow it down, I've been trying to take it in, and it's here today, gone tomorrow, world we're living in. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap, and you wake up and you're 25, and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. You just might miss your babies growing like mine did. Turning into moms and dads, next thing you know, you better have a 50 years of staring bed. You're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. No, don't blink. Life goes faster than you.
He said, pardon me for being so bold. You got a cigarette that's already rolled? I gave him one and he lit it in his own good time. The smoke in that pool room hung like fog. When he talked, he sounded like a growling dog. He said, you care for a dollar on the 5 and 9? Now the man was ugly and his eyes were mean. His clothes were dirty, but his hands were clean. He held that stick like the mother holds the hand of a child. Well, I've been on a hustle a few. When the waitress says, "Is he playing you?" And I said, "Yeah, bring me brandy. Want to buy?" A little Red Parker, he was way in the back, taking quarters and handling racks. I told him, "Red, come up here. Gloom up tight." That brandy had me feeling warm, so I tipped that waitress and checked her form. And I said, "Honey, you like a winner?" And she just smiled. I played like a man with a broken wrist. I won two and he won six. And I had him set up, so I said, "Let's play for five." By this time a crowd had gathered round just to see this fish and watch him drown. I told that waitress, "More brandy, water by." Well, he went out and got a custom cue, and he said, "No offense to you, I don't play off the wall with nobody but friends." It had gold initials and a leather grip, pearl and silver inlaid tip. He smiled at me and said, "Why don't we play it again?" Well, I've never seen a man that walked who made those balls and table talk. They're speaking English. He sure didn't need my help. He broke the balls and kept that string for $187 in the ring. Till I gave up and said, "Friend, you're gonna have to play by yourself." Well, he sacked it up and he walked outside. I strolled out just to watch him ride. There's a blind that caddy built like the rest of that car. Boys in the pool room, they had him a laugh. And I hung it up, let it pass. Didn't have a thing but my elbows to put on that bar. The waitress smiled, says, "Water by." I took the charity and I thanked her twice. And sipping her sipping, and I suddenly had me a thought. Unlucky gambler and lucky in love, I guess you know what I was thinking of. I said, "Waitress, honey, what time do you get off?"
You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for
anything. Seen her, she'd be gone before I could count ten. I guess that I didn't believe her, 'cause look at the trouble I'm in.
She's gone, gone, gone.
Sergeant asked him, son, would you like to keep your hair? He said, yes, sir, as he heard those clippers buzz and hum. And the sergeant said, well, hold out your hand, 'cause here it comes. Sympathize, do or die, so gone hold. Go and pay the price. Here's to leather necks, devil dogs and jar heads, Paris Island in July, Semper Fi. I sleep in my bed instead of a foxhole. Never heard my boss tell me to lock and load. Ain't no bullet holes in the side of my SUV, because the kid next door just shipped out overseas. Sympathize, do or die, so gung-ho. Go and wear the dress blues, with haircut high and tight. We are proud to be the first ones in the fight. Simplify. Our heads in Paris Island in July. Never leave a man behind. A marine for life. Semper Fi.
Over the precipice we go to fill the life. There's a full moon over Tulsa. I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County. There's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remember is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town and drank a drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. And I'm sure missing you. I'm sure missing.
Oh,
sweetheart has gone and I'm so lonely. She said that she and I were through. So I started out drinking for pastime, driving nails in my coffin over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, Lordy, driving those nails over you. All coming red. Ever since the day that we parted, I've been so sad and so blue. I'm always thinking of you, love, and I just can't quit drinking that old booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, Lordy, driving those nails over you. You don't want me. There's nothing now I can lose. I'm just driving those nails in my coffin and worrying my darling over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, Lordy, driving those nails over you.
I have
parlor, spinning dreams of the long, long ago. Spinning dreams of an old-fashioned garden, and the maid with her old-fashioned bow. Sometimes it seems that I can hear her in the twilight at the organ softly singing, "Oh, Black Joe." There's that old spinning wheel in the parlor, spinning dreams of the long, long ago.
Dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41% since 1971, and this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the world. As long as 60 years ago, when I first started to read newspapers, I read of floods on the Yellow River and the Yangtze. Well, who rushed in with men and money to help? The Americans did, that's who. They have helped control floods on the Nile, the Amazon, the Ganges, and the Niger. Today, the rich bottom land of the Mississippi is underwater, and no foreign land has sent a dollar to help. Germany, Japan, and to a lesser extent, Britain and Italy, were lifted out of the debris of war by the Americans, who poured in billions of dollars and forgave other billions in debts. None of those countries is today paying even the interest on its remaining debts to the United States. When the franc was in danger of collapsing in 1956, it was the Americans who propped it up, and their reward was to be insulted and swindled on the streets of Paris. And I was there. I saw that. When distant cities are hit by earthquake, it's the United States that hurries in to help. Managua, Nicaragua is one of the most recent examples. So far this spring, 59 American communities have been flattened by tornadoes. Nobody has helped. The Marshall Plan, the Truman Policy, all pump billions upon billions of dollars into discouraged countries. And now newspapers in those countries are writing about the decadent, war-mongering Americans. Now, I'd like to see just one of those countries that is gloating over the erosion of the United States dollar build its own airplane. Come on now, you, let's hear it. Does any country in the world have a plane to equal a Boeing jumbo jet, the Lockheed TriStar, or the Douglas 10? If so, why don't they fly them? Why do all international lines except Russia fly American planes? Why does no other land on Earth even consider putting a man or a woman on the moon? You talk about Japanese technocracy and you get radios. You talk about German technocracy and you get automobiles. You talk about American technocracy and you find men on the moon not once but several times and safely home again. You talk about scandals and the Americans put theirs right in the store window for everybody to look at. Even the draft dodgers are not pursued and hounded. They're right here on our streets in Toronto. Most of them, unless they're breaking Canadian laws, are getting American dollars from Ma and Pa at home to spend up here. When the Americans get out of this bind, as they will, who could blame them if they said to hell with the rest of the world? Let somebody else buy the bonds. Let somebody else build or repair foreign dams or design foreign buildings that wouldn't shake apart in earthquakes. When the railways of France and Germany and India were breaking down through age, it was the Americans who rebuilt them. When the Pennsylvania Railroad and the New York Central went broke, nobody loaned them an old caboose. Both of them are still broke. I can name to you 5,000 times when the Americans raced to the help of other people in trouble. Can you name to me even one time when someone else raced to the Americans in trouble? I don't think there was outside help even during the San Francisco earthquake. Our neighbors have faced it alone, and I'm one Canadian who is damn tired of hearing them kicked around. They'll come out of this thing with their flag high, and when they do, they're entitled to thumb their noses at the lands that are gloating over their present troubles. I hope Canada is not one of these. But there are many smug, self-righteous Canadians. And finally, the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans this morning that it was broke. This year's disaster, with the year less than half over, has taken it all, and nobody, but nobody, has helped.
Alrighty, there was a pretty, ooh, wow, that's loud. Let me turn that down just a little bit there. That was a pretty wide selection of songs there. I hope everybody enjoyed that. I know we lost quite a few people in the chat room, but I'm going to have this podcast up tonight, like right now, before I go to bed. So you guys missed it, well, you can catch it. I hope everybody has a good, safe weekend. And is, well, wait, dang, I'm not prepared here. Hang on just a minute. Stay with me. There we go. right. Hope everybody has a safe weekend. Still saved a lot of stuff for you for Monday. We got several things. I wanted to kind of stick with gun-related issues tonight, but I've got some other things here for you Monday night. So we'll see you then immediately after Living Way Out Here with Amy. And good night. Thank you.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I had a love undying.
Thanks for joining us, and good night.
I broke her heart so many times. Had to have my party wine. Then one day, she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end.